This morning, I'd like for us to turn our attention to Job. And Job chapter 19. Amen. Job chapter 19. Looking at this scripture, verses 25 through 27. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms, destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. I want to speak to you on a subject this morning. I know. If anyone is wondering why we come to church, let them know that our Redeemer lives. Oftentimes we have heard this scripture said and read at funerals, but this and these scriptures speak of life, not death. They speak of hope and faith, and so does this book. Job said, I know that my Redeemer liveth. You can make it if you know for yourself that your Redeemer lives. Job said this truth when God allowed for Satan to make Job poor, physically unattractive, worn out from attending funeral after funeral, even for his own children, losing all of his money to unforeseen circumstances that he did not understand. He did not count on losing the confidence and help of his longtime friends. And for 18 chapters, we find Job being a target of challenge, tests, trials, misunderstanding. His wife gave up on him and suggested that he should curse God and die. For 18 chapters, we find Job losing something, and he doesn't know why. Something strange happens to us when we lose what we hold as valuable. What is valuable to us may not seem all that valuable to others. Something strange happens to our feelings, to our confidence, to our existence when we lose something with or without warning. We may feel that something or someone is against us if we lose anything we need, such as our ability to do something, our ability to one day do something, and then the next we can't do it anymore. If we lose even some of our health, our money, we feel we have been violated, dealt with unfairly, even by our closest friends. This is why we relate to Job so well, because every now and again, at some point, we are visited by a Job-like experience. At some point, and in some way, we bite off what Job digested. Job seemed to be damaged in every way. He has no friends he could count on for comfort. His wife, in just about every way, has divorced him. His children are dead. He has no income because his livelihood was destroyed. Where can he go? And to whom can he turn? We, in normal circumstances, would say something to God. We can turn to God, and he has tried that. And God, from Job's point of view, remained silent. As long as God is for us, we can make it. But what do you do if we believe God is not on our side and that God is not for us? What do we do? What do we do when it appears that God has left town with everyone else? What then? Some of us have only bit off what Job ate. One writer said, few people ever suffer the trials and temptations of life as much as Job suffered. He suffered utter bankruptcy, loss of all his property, livestock, and employees. And then, in the severest blow of all, he lost all of his sons in an accident. God the tailor said, the whole book of Job is an accurate transcript of what human life is all about. Job cannot bear what he is going through anymore. Therefore, he decides to knock on God's door harder. He wants some answers. Many by now would have given up on God. Many by now would have cursed God and died. Many by now would have said, there is no God. But not so with Job. Because even though he found himself having many questions and receiving no answers, he holds true to this truth. For I know, I may be stuck in a whole lot of stuff, and I may be in the valley of the shadow of death. My life has been vexed, crossed up, complicated. What did I ever do to God for this to happen? God has overthrown me. The water has covered my boat. Job is a living reality of our human life. It is a picture of our condition of existence. It is an on-target transcript of life the way it is. Life has its ups and its downs, its joys and sadness, its wellness and sickness, its rich and its poor, its good days and its bad days. But through all of this, Job holds to this truth and says, I know this truth for myself. I know that my Redeemer liveth. And because I have believed and I have an I know relationship, I have come to realize that the night may be is in God, then you know that there is a God somewhere. And just remember, when you're going through something, when life seems to not have dealt you a good hand, and I'm sorry for using that analogy, but if life seems to not have dealt you a good hand, just remember that if you have your hope in God, that there is a God somewhere. And this same God who knows us can turn our situations around. I know that my Redeemer lives. Despite all that has happened to Job, and despite all of his off conviction that God has treated him unfairly, and Job had to go through this and losing that, and all the pain that he suffered, he still believes that his Redeemer lives. God is his Redeemer. He's not only representing, but he is. And I'm so glad that he represents, because in Genesis, Christ represents the seed of the woman. In Exodus, Christ represents the